Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we turn tech news into actual English. I'm Alex, your resident explainer, breaker-downer, and occasional code wrangler.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the, wait, what does that mean questions so you don't have to. Today we're talking about Microsoft's shiny new toy, Project Perception, and its army of AI security agents. Sounds like something out of a Marvel movie, honestly.
Right? If only these agents wore capes. But seriously, Microsoft just dropped Project Perception. Think of it as the Avengers of cybersecurity, but instead of Hulk smashing, you've got red, blue, and green AI agents hunting bugs in your code.
Wait, did you say red, blue, and green agents? Is this the world's nerdiest game of laser tag, or?
I mean, kind of. So here's the breakdown. Red agents act like attackers, poking around for weak spots. Blue agents play defense, sorting out which threats are real and which are just noise. And green agents, they're the fixers, writing and deploying patches to close up any holes.
Okay, I love that. So red is let's break stuff, blue is let's panic or not, and green is I'll fix it, Mom. But what's actually powering all these agents?
Good question. The engine under the hood is Microsoft's new cybersecurity model, MAI CyberOne Flash. It's a compact 137 billion parameter transformer. Imagine a smaller, faster version of those giant AI models, but trained specifically to find and fix bugs.
137 billion parameters. That sounds huge, but you said compact?
Yeah, in AI world, that's medium-sized. But here's the trick. Only about 5 billion of those parameters are actually active at any one time, thanks to some clever routing and mixture of experts layers. It's like having a massive kitchen, but only using the tools you need for each recipe.
So no more overcooked code?
Less overcooked, at least. Plus, this model is specialized. Instead of trying to do everything, it focuses on cybersecurity tasks, spotting vulnerabilities, recommending fixes, and leaving the really tough cases to GPT 5.4, OpenAI's latest model.
Oh, so it doesn't try to be the world's smartest everything bot? Just a really smart security nerd?
Exactly. And most of the time, about 90% of cases, it's good enough on its own. Only the trickiest 10% gets sent to GPT 5.4, which is like calling in the big guns.
So where does this all actually run? Is it like a separate tool or stuck inside some Microsoft product?
Great point. It's all orchestrated by MDASH, which is Microsoft's multi-model scanning harness. Imagine it as a giant control room, coordinating over 100 AI agents as they move through 5 security stages. Prepare, scan, validate, dedupe, and prove.
That sounds intense. So it's not just one AI, it's a whole team, each with a specific job?
Yep. For example, auditor agents scan code, debater agents argue back and forth, like two security nerds fighting over pizza toppings. And then in the final prove stage, the system actually runs code to confirm whether a vulnerability is real, not just theoretical.
So it's like that friend who says they can hack your Wi-Fi, but then actually tries it to prove the point?
Exactly. Except these agents don't eat all your snacks afterwards.
Okay, but everyone's talking about this 95.95 score on CyberGym. Should we be impressed?
It's a solid result. CyberGym is a public benchmark where AI tries to reproduce known vulnerabilities. Microsoft's system, with MAI CyberOne Flash and GPT 5.4, scored 95.95, about 12 points higher than the next competitor. But that score is for the whole system, not just the model. And it's about reproducing known bugs, not finding new ones.
So it's like getting an A+ in remember these problems, but the pop quiz on new stuff is still TBD.
Nailed it. And, just to be fair, the results were reported by Microsoft. So while they're impressive, we've got to wait for independent verification.
Hey, I saw something weird. Why does this model score 0 on something called ExploitGym? That sounds bad.
Ah, that's actually by design. ExploitGym measures how well a model can turn vulnerabilities into working exploits. But Microsoft made sure MAI CyberOne Flash can't generate exploits or malware. It's strictly for defense, so no risk of it going all Mr. Robot if someone tries to misuse it.
So it's like a guard dog that can bark but not bite, or, you know, maybe a really intimidating Roomba.
It'll definitely keep your floors and your code clean. But seriously, this is a deliberate safety feature, keeping misuse in check.
Okay, I gotta ask, how do you actually get your hands on Project Perception? Is it just for the Microsoft elite?
For now, it's rolling out in public preview inside Microsoft Defender on August 3, 2026. The MAI CyberOne Flash model will also be available through Microsoft Foundry, formerly Azure AI Foundry, if you're tracking the name changes. But access is scoped to approved customers, and it's all metered by security compute units.
So no free trial for my haunted Raspberry Pi.
Sadly, not unless your Pi has a corporate security account, but Microsoft's playing it safe. No open access APIs for this one, at least for now.
And how does this stack up against other big players? I feel like every company has a save the world with AI project now.
You're right. 2026 is a crowded year for AI security. Anthropic, OpenAI, Google, Cisco, Sakana AI all have similar agentic platforms. Microsoft's late to the party, but they've got strong benchmarks and deep integration with their own security tools. It's like showing up fashionably late, but with the world's best potato salad.
Cyber potato salad. Delicious and secure.
Only the finest for our listeners.
All right, that's a wrap on Microsoft Project Perception, the AI Avengers keeping your enterprise safe. If you like this episode, subscribe, leave us a review, or send us your wildest AI agents gone rogue stories.
Thanks for tuning in to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Stay nerdy, stay secure, and may your code always compile. See you next time.
Bye, everyone.